From the Moan Broadcast Center at KPCC, this is The Frame. I'm John Horn, and thanks for joining us during our spring membership drive. Today, my guest is Liz Feldman. She's the creator and showrunner of the Netflix series Dead to Me. The show stars Linda Cardellini as Judy and Christina Applegate as Jen. They're two women who meet in a grief support group. In this scene, Jen's neighbor, in a goodwill gesture, comes over to offer her a dish of what she calls Mexican lasagna.
We just don't want you to think you're alone. Jeff and I are here for you if you ever want to talk.
Thanks.
Just can't imagine what you're going through.
Well, it's like if Jeff got hit by a car and died suddenly and violently, like that.
Right.
As you can tell from the clip, Dead to Me walks a fine line between comedy and tragedy. The series is filled with some surprising twists and turns, and while it's a show about grief, it's often very fun to watch. Dead to Me is also one of those shows that seems to have gained a lot of traction through social media and positive word of mouth. And what's unusual for a lot of Netflix series, it has just been renewed for a second season. Here's Liz Feldman.
This is a totally unique experience. I sort of can't believe it's happening as it's happening. Like, you know, this is beyond what I would have dreamed it would become. You know, you hope that, you know, it's Netflix, so you can stream it anytime and maybe people will discover it. And I mean, truthfully, my dream for this show, starting, you know, from when I first thought of the concept, was, ooh, maybe I could do like a little show for Netflix that kind of flies under the radar, you know, with no real stars. And I could just like dabble into this new genre that I've never worked in before. And, you know, maybe it'll be like a little small cult thing. And so for it to have grown to the extent that it has like kind of been a mind-blowing experience.
And outside of the volume, has there been something particular about what people have said, even if you haven't seen it directly but heard about it, that has been especially gratifying, about the ways that people are reacting to the story that you find meaningful?
Absolutely. I mean, when I set out to write, you know, the season with the writers, so much of what we talked about was I wanted people to relate to these characters. I know that some of the plot is kind of, you know, heightened and incredible and, you know, twisty and turny. But at the core of it, I just wanted it to be about grief and loss and forgiveness and the power of friendship to get us through like the darkest times. And last night, for example, we were doing this event for Netflix and I did a panel and answered some questions. And I had all of these women coming up to me after the panel, some of them in tears, telling me that, you know, they've just lost somebody really close to them. And, you know, how this show has touched them and how it's been the only thing that's gotten them through. And, you know, I mean, that is such a gift to be able to have that kind of conversation and connection with your audience. And, you know, I mean, I come from a family of doctors and healers. And I always thought, oh, God, I'm like going to, you know, I'm just going to be like a comedy person who, you know, sort of has, you know, brings no meaning to the world. And I feel in some way like this has maybe brought some healing to people. And it's a very meaningful and profound experience to have done that.
One of the things that I imagine is very tricky is how you balance comedy and trauma or tragedy and loss and grief. And I'm wondering how you thought about that kind of almost mathematically, about how you're going to integrate comedy into the darker themes of the series.
Well, you're giving me more credit than I deserve because I'm not good at math. So it's certainly not mathematical, but it was more intuitive, you know, based on my own experiences and the writer's experiences of having gone through our own trauma and just knowing that, you know, when I'm in my darkest moments, I need to have that release that you're talking about. I look for that one sort of weird detail. You know, if I'm at a funeral, I fixate on like the rabbi's hair. You know, that kind of thing. And just, you know, or just the person that can't stop clearing their throat. There's just like things that I tend to focus on to take me away from the heaviness of things. And that's what I was aiming to do with the show, is like just give you a little bit of a release, you know, certainly ramp up the tension because that's entertaining and it's fun and it's exciting. But to always give you a little bit of, you know, just a little bit of a laugh or a little bit of a moment where you're not even sure you're supposed to laugh. You know, I love those. And, you know, that's what I was going for. And I hope that's how it felt when you were watching.
Definitely. I want to play a clip from the first episode. This is where Jen, played by Christina Applegate, and Judy, played by Linda Cardellini, are smoking pot on the beach.
Can I say something weird?
Please.
Thank you.
For what?
I don't know. Just for coming into my life, I guess. Like, some weird little pot fairy. And also just for not saying and doing the same stupid that everybody says and does, that just makes you feel more alone than you already are, you know? And for not being repulsed by my version of grief.
Thank you. For the same.
Mm-hmm. I think I read that you said that while the situation and the plot is not drawn from your life, the emotions are.
I think in many ways, especially in the pilot, it's meant to be a bit of a love letter to my friends. I'm one of those people that's really lucky that I've had, you know, a handful of really close female friends since college. So, you know, over 20 years now for me. And I wanted to show in some ways the romance of friendship, the intimacy that you can have with another person of your same sex that isn't necessarily like, you know, romantic as in, you know, sexual, but it's just intimate. And I think I look to those relationships in my life to get me through the painful stuff that I have been through. And, you know, at the time that I came up with this show, I was in a really dark place. You know, I had experienced a lot of loss, a lot of friends who were peers of mine. So at that point, you know, I mean, I was just about 39, 40 years old. And I had multiple friends who had passed for various reasons, tragically. And then on my 40th birthday, my cousin died unexpectedly of a heart attack. And, you know, when you're turning 40, you're already like asking a lot of existential questions about your own mortality. And then to just sort of see it cut short in somebody that you love, it was a really emotional time for me. And I was also going through fertility things at the same time. So you know, I think in many ways, like, I wrote this to heal myself and, you know, to work through some of those feelings that I couldn't necessarily express, like, you know, to my loved ones, to my friends. I kind of just funneled it all into these two characters. And I didn't even realize that I was doing that in some ways. I thought, oh, I'm doing this whole escapist thing. These aren't characters that are based on me. This is totally different. And then when I was done writing the pilot, I thought, oh, God, they're both me.
When we come back, more with Dead to Me creator Liz Feldman on the elements of the show that she knew she wouldn't budge on. Welcome back to The Frame. I'm John Horn. Let's get back now to my conversation with Liz Feldman, the creator of the Netflix series Dead to Me. The show stars Christina Applegate and Linda Cardellini. Feldman has been working in TV for a long time on shows like Blue Collar TV, Two Broke Girls, and The Ellen DeGeneres Show. She also created a sitcom for NBC called One Big Happy. You're going to hear more about that show shortly. But first, here's Feldman explaining why it was so important to her to hire women to write and direct Dead to Me.
For me, this is a show that I always knew I wanted to be about women in their 40s and not in their 30s. You know, not in their early 30s, because, you know, of course, as we were casting, lots of different names came up and I would be like, yeah, no, she's incredibly talented. She's 34. So it was just important to me for this to be told through a female perspective, to be seen through a female lens, and, you know, to be treated with, you know, the paradigm that I live in and that I know these women, you know, live in. And if you don't make it a mandate, it won't happen. So I was really, really strict sort of about that from the beginning. It was really important to me that the directors and writers be women.
When we think about loss, we typically think about people who have died. And there are a couple of instances of loss that you examine in this series. One is mastectomy. Mm-hmm. And the other one is miscarriage. And those feel integral to the series as well.
Yeah, the double mastectomy, that actually was a suggestion and an idea that came from Christina herself. You know, Christina is a cancer survivor and did herself have a double mastectomy. And we were actually already done writing and we were shooting and we were, you know, looking at episode 4 where she first brings it up. And she said, you know, I think there's a reason why this marriage between Jen and Ted fell apart. I think there's something that happened. She said, what if she had a double mastectomy? And I just thought that was, first of all, incredibly generous of her and thoughtful, but also it was such an important layer for that character, you know, such a vulnerable, real, relatable thing for her to be going through. And for me, you know, having gone through fertility struggles for me personally for 6 years, you know, trying to get pregnant or, you know, IVF and all of the things that women go through, you know, there's a certain point where it every month that you're not pregnant feels like a loss. And, you know, it does start to form a grief inside of you when that happens. And so for me, again, this was very much a healing thing just to be able to write about it.
We're talking with Liz Feldman about her Netflix series, Dead to Me. I want to ask you a question about what you learn from failure and how that can be applied to what you do going forward. This is a clip from your, I don't know, it's a web series. What do we call this just out?
We call it a kitchen table talk show.
This is from your kitchen table talk show, This Just Out.
I got to create a show called One Big Happy for NBC.
Yes.
That's a real network, I think. The show is really close to my heart because it's based on my relationship with my lifelong best friend, Jason. That's him. That's him. It stars Alicia Cuthbert, who is so amazing, so beautiful, so talented and hilarious, and she plays a lesbian. How cool is that? A lesbian on primetime TV. It's the first lesbian lead on a sitcom since Ellen in 1997. Pretty crazy. I'm not good at math, but that's 40 years. So it is time.
One Big Happy did, what, 6 episodes?
Yeah, we were picked up for initial order of 6 episodes and given a mid-season run in 2015.
What do you take away from an experience like that? You get to make a show for a network. It doesn't last.
My takeaway was that making that show was an incredible, joyful experience, that the process of doing it, the experience of having your first show be picked up, and that it was an autobiographical show. It was really personal, and it was in some ways groundbreaking in that it really had been, I think, 18 years or something since there was a lesbian lead character on a network sitcom. You know, it was obviously very painful for me when it was canceled. It never feels good to, you know, quote unquote, fail. But it's really hard for me now to look at that as a failure because I enjoyed the experience, which was the bulk of the time. You know, that's a success. And, you know, if you're going to have a long career in this business, you have to kind of learn to enjoy the actual ride and not just the destination. I got to be a showrunner for the first time. I got to experience what it's like, you know, to deal with, you know, multi-layers of network and executives and all of that stuff. And certainly what I learned there informed how I, you know, how I ran Dead to Me.
So what did you take away and what did you do differently in terms of how you ran Dead to Me versus this series?
You know, I think I brought a certain confidence to running Dead to Me, the scary but really important ability to say no and to fight for the things I really believed in. You know, there was a little bit, I mean, I had incredible support from Netflix and from CBS Studios throughout the making of the show. But there were times, you know, in conversation where there, you know, there was some pushback, for example, like on how angry Jen is, Christina Applegate's character. You know, and I understand those questions, but my answer was always, yes, she does need to be that angry. You know, the way in which I sort of stood up for my own vision was definitely informed by the experience of not doing that the first time around. You know, it's really hard, you know, on network television to say no. It's hard not to, you know, do what they want you to do with the show and with the characters. And because it was sort of not a controversial, but it was, you know, even just having a lesbian character was a sort of a thing. And they had a lot of ideas of how that should be and how she should dress and things like that. And, you know,
Too butch.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Literally, there was a note. Can she wear less flannel? And I was like, have you ever met a lesbian? I am one. I would know. Look at my closet. So anyway, you know, there. I wished I had been stronger then. But, you know, you have to learn. You have to learn how important it is to say no and to stand up for your vision.
Well, and this idea of could she be less angry is something that you never hear said about male characters.
Well, of course.
Because women who are angry are shrill and they're not forceful people who have strong feelings.
Exactly. They're worse than all of it, unlikable. That was the fear, was that the character would be unlikable because she was angry, which was really kind of a funny note to hear because, you know, it just made me angry to hear it. So, but, you know, it is, it's hard. Like, I want to be likable. You know, I know most people want to be likable, especially women of my generation. We are raised to be pleasers and, you know, to not ruffle feathers and to be likable and agreeable. And, you know, it was a real challenge sometimes to say, no, you know what? She's going to be that angry because she deserves to be that angry. Look at what she's been through. She has every right to be angry. And you know what? I think that will be likable because I think it's relatable.
Liz Feldman is the creator, writer, and executive producer of Dead to Me. Liz, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, John.
The first season of Dead to Me is streaming now on Netflix, and that is The Frame for today. Thank you so much for supporting KPCC. I'm John Horn. We'll see you tomorrow back here from the Moen Broadcast Center.
Shout hallelujah. So let's sing a song.
Come on and have me cheer again.
Get ready.
Happy days are here.